Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 16. Listen to what it says in verses 6 through 12. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days. In verses 6 through 10 here, we see that as you walk with Christ, the Spirit leads. And here, God directed Paul and Silas and Luke away from Asia and towards Macedonia. Those are not two towns that are next to one another. They're pretty far apart. There was clear guidance from the Lord on this one. Paul and the gang went from town to town in Asia, and they were forbidden to preach by the Holy Spirit. And when you read those verses, you get the idea that they were frantically looking for a place to preach and to share and to minister, but they were prohibited by God to do so, which makes the end of verse 12 all the more interesting. These guys bounce around from port to place to city, landing in Philippi, and then they remain there for some days. Philippi is some 700 miles from where Paul and Silas started out. They have strengthened churches, encouraged believers, picked up Timothy, but since picking up Timothy, nothing has happened. They've been ping-ponged back and forth from one place to another until they land in Philippi. You never know where he's going to send you for the gospel's sake. And the text says that they remained there for some days. Now, it's not explicit, but I'm gathering that God was telling them to stay there and spend a few days there. One of the most exciting things about walking with Christ, being fully involved in the mission of God, is you never know where you're going to end up by the end of the day. You never know where he's going to send you for the gospel's sake or who he's going to send to you. You see this with Jesus and his disciples. He says, "Come and follow me." He says, "Hey guys, let's get in the boat and let's go over there." Jesus says that we've got to go to Judea to see Mary and Martha because their brother had died. Jesus says, "Let's go back down to Jerusalem, but we're going to go through Samaria this time." Oftentimes, this clicks with us after the fact. After there has been some detour in our schedule or plans and there was this chance meeting with this particular person, we look back on that and we say, "Well, wasn't that strange?" No, it wasn't strange. It was providential. And you never get to fully appreciate this adventure unless you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading. And you're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading unless you're walking and abiding with Christ. And you're not really walking and abiding with Christ unless you're in His Word. And whenever you get in His Word, you will see how important it is to be surrendered to the mission of God. When you pray today, pray for Yairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica. And also pray for the English broadcast in Canada, South Africa, and the United States.